This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hope you all well. Alhamdulillah, we have made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with 15 days of fasting, and now we are into the 16th day of Ramadan. May Allah accept what has passed, and may Allah grant us the strength and the tawfiq to get the best. As we know, the best of Ramadan is the last part, and may we end off strongly. For those of us who maybe didn't start too well, remember it is also how you finish the ibadah that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges based on the ending of the khawateem. Ameen. We continue with the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment. And so many names for the day of Qiyamah in the Quran. Al-Haqah, the striking. Al-Waqiyah, the inevitable. Al-Qariyah, the something which is loud. And Yawm al-Din, the day of reckoning, the day of reward of what you had done in your life. This day undoubtedly will occur, and all of us, subhanAllah, we will be resurrected. And as we mentioned, the trumpet will be blown a second time. After the first time, all of creation will die. Then the angel will blow the trumpet a second time, and everybody will be resurrected. And everyone will exit their graves. Some will be in a beautiful state. They will stand and be resurrected, shining, beaming, covered in light. May Allah make us from amongst them. Under the ummah, the banner of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and other people, may Allah protect, they will be resurrected on their faces, deformed, paralyzed, blind, because of some deed or misdeed that they had done during their life. And that is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all of creation, the people, the jinn, the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the animals, will all be gathered on this open flat plain where there is no landmark, no mountain, no cloud, nothing. It's just open, flat, as far as you can see, all of creation, naked, except for a few people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clothe. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that I will be the first to be resurrected out of my qabr. But Nabi Ibrahim will precede me in being clothed. The Anbiya are not going to be naked on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam will be the first of all people to be covered in a garment. And then of course the other Anbiya, and some people of course, alhamdulillah, will be covered and will not be exposed on the day of Qiyamah. As for the rest of mankind, as the Nabi says, they will be resurrected naked, barefoot, uncircumcised, as if though the day they were born. Allah protect us, subhanAllah. The only landmark, as we know, at some point, either when we, the only thing that is visible on the day of Qiyamah is the throne of Allah, the Arsh. The Arsh, what will make us understand the Arsh? The Arsh is the grandest of Allah's creation. In terms of size, the Arsh is the thing that extends over all. In fact, the Kursi, which is a little small footstool beneath the Arsh, covers all of the heavens and the earth, and the Arsh is above that. The Arsh is the ceiling of Jannah. And so wherever the Arsh is, above all of creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the arsh to be placed on the plain of Qiyamah. And Allah mentions the arsh, wal malaika, the angels, ala arja'iha, wa yahmilu arsha rabbika, fawqahum yawma idhin thamaniya. Allah says, eight special angels, eight unique angels will bring the arsh on the day of Qiyamah to this flat land. And these are the largest and the biggest of the angels that Allah has created. And subhanAllah, in Surah Ghafir, it's not in the slides, in Surah Ghafir, verse number 7, 7 and 8 and 9, Allah mentions these angels and how amazing these angels are. Allah says, "Alladhina yahmiluna arsh." Those angels that carry the throne of Allah, wa man hawlahu, and those angels around them. So these angels carrying the arsh on their shoulders, and then there are angels in constant tawaf around the arsh. Yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. They say subhanallah with their Lord, wa yu'minuna bihi, and they believe in Allah, wa yastaghfiruna lilladhina amanu, and they continuously make istighfar. These angels are asking Allah to forgive us. They say, Rabbana wasi'at kulla shayin rahmatan wa ilma. Oh, our Lord, your knowledge and your mercy encompasses everything. You are kind to everything. فَغْفِرِ الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Have mercy on those who repent to you. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And those who follow your path, have mercy on them and save them from the Jahannam. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ. Oh Allah, this is the angels making dua to Allah. Oh Allah, enter them into Jannah. أَلَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. That you have promised them. وَمَنْ صَلِحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. Not only them, but their fathers and their wives and their children. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. That really you are almighty, all knowledgeable, all knowing. وَقِهِمْ السَّيِّئَاتِ and save them from the consequences of their sins. وَمَنِ اتَّكِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدَ رَحِمَهِ that whoever you save from the sins that they have done, and then they have you had mercy on them, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ and they are the ones who, that is the great success. So these angels, subhanAllah, while they are carrying the arsh of Allah, they are continuously making istighfar for us, subhanAllah. And so these eight angels will carry the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, to the plains of Qiyamah. And the Nabi, as he said, that between their shoulder and their ears is a distance of 700. We don't know what 700 years means, but it's basically between like the distance of the heavens and the earth, the eight angels who carry the throne of Allah. Now, how long will the day of Qiyamah be? The day of Qiyamah, we know that it's going to be on a Friday. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Friday is the most excellent of all days. It is on that day that Allah created Nabi Adam. And it is on that day that that he died. Nabi Adam died and was expelled from Jannah. And it is on that day that the first trumpet will be blown. And it is on that day that the Qiyamah will happen again. So the Nabi says that you need to do as much good as you can on the day of Qiyamah and invoke as much salawat upon me as you can. In another hadith, the Nabi says that the animals are aware. And they are, the animals and all of creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, they are aware that Qiyamah is going to be on a Friday. And every day there's a Friday, there is a sense of anxiety in the creation. This could be the day the trumpet is blown, subhanAllah. That is the, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates that those of us who are basically alive on a Friday, where are we? We're in the masjid. We are in the masjid. So if anyone experiences Qiyamah, you, alhamdulillah, are in the state of ibadah. Allah subhanahu, so how long is Qiyamah? We know it's on Friday. How long is this day? It's a difference of opinion, but subhanAllah, listen to these ayat and hadith. The Nabi says, تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ the angels go up and down, the ruh meaning Jibreel, إِلَيْهِ to Allah فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 years. 50,000 years is how long? 50,000 of our years. Of course, it's all relative. For us to get there, it will take us 50,000 years. For them, of course, it's a lot quicker. And the Nabi says, how will you be? Allah, the Nabi is asking, how will it be when Allah will gather you all together like arrows in a quiver for 50,000 years during which Allah will not look at any one of them? So, the first stage of Qiyamah, as we said, is the stage of gathering. Everyone will be put together and stand and stand and stand. And it will be long and it will be frantic and there will be madness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even look at the creation because of all the sins that they had done. Allah's disappointment at His creation. And this time will be long, and it will seem like an endless eternity, except for a few people, and really time is relative. The Nabi says, as for the believer, the day of resurrection will be like the length of time between Dhuhr and Asr, Salah. It will be a short period. But for those who, and this we know, that when fun times happen, not fun, but Qiyamah is never going to be fun, but when things are easy, it's quick. And when things are difficult, it is very, very long. So while the people are standing, and they are running, and they are in the you know, in their misery, things will get worse and worse. We know the very famous hadith that Nabi says, on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be drawn close down. The sun will be brought low upon the heads of the people. That draw so close to the people that they will be left only a distance of 1 mile. And the Sahaba says, we don't know what a mile means here, because this is before the time of mile. Mile could be a distance that a horse travels in a few hours, or they used to call a meal, is the thing they used to dip the kohl, the thing that they put the mascara on the eyes, this thing was also called a meal. So the Sahabi is saying, I don't know if it's like the distance of a mile or the distance of that little thing that will be on top of the heads of the Allah protect us. And so he said, one of the distance of a mile. And the hadith goes on, the people will be submerged in perspiration according to the level of their deeds. Some of them will have, they will be sweating so much that it will reach their ankles, and some to their knees, and some to their waist, and some of them will basically be drowning in their own perspiration, while the Nabi Sallam is pointing towards his mouth, subhanAllah. So the people will be in this state, no water, no shade, nothing. The only shade would be, of course, the shade of the arsh, but no one is going to be allowed there yet. Until the shafa'ah, and this we're going to spend now and tomorrow talk about the intercession. What is shafa'ah? What is intercession? So, in Surah Fajr, you find وَالشَّفِّ وَالْوَتَرِ Watar, witr means odd. Shaf means even. Shifa and shaf. Now, how does intercession and even come about? The concept is you have two people debating and arguing, and a second person joins you and balances you out. So this is called shifa. Shifa is when someone intervenes on your behalf and balances and helps you out. So this is shifa. Now, whenever Allah talks about shifa, intercession, Allah stresses that He allows intercession, but He doesn't need intercession. Meaning, no one has the power over Allah. There is the concept that if I can intercede with you, I can put certain pressure on you. I don't want to do something, but because I have some kind of emotional grip on you, you give in. Whereas Allah says there is none that can intercede with Him. So, مَنْ دَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ إِنَّهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي in Ayatul Kursi, Allah says, none can dare intercede with Allah except if He gives permission to them. And Allah says, وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَائِكَ how many malaika there are in the samawat? لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا their shafa'ah is of no consequence. The angels are continuously making dua for Allah says, the shafa'ah is ignored, no consequence. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَن يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ شَاءُ وَيَرْضَى only until Allah permits them. So they constantly make the shafa'ah, but it's rejected until Allah allows it for a people that He is allowed. يَوْمَئِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ شَفَاعَةً إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا Allah says, on that day, no intercession shall avail anybody. Nobody, even the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's shafa'ah, will not avail anyone except the one whom Allah has given permission and whose word is acceptable to him. And so, having said that, the people become so anxious, and this is the hadith which we all know, that people will become so at the state that they will start running to one another asking for shafa'ah, and they will start with Nabi Adam. And they will go to Nabi Adam and say, you are the one Allah had created with His own hands. You are the one, the first of us. You are our father. You lived in Jannah. And they will praise Him. And they will say to Him, please go speak to Allah. You've already spoken to Allah. Speak to Allah to make things easy upon us. And Nabi Adam will of course say, I have never seen my Lord angry like He is today. I ate from the tree. Nafsi, nafsi. Myself. I don't dare speak to Allah now. I don't have permission for shifa'ah. Go and ask Nuh, Nabi Nuh. Why? Because Nuh was the first messenger of Allah. The first Rasul was Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. And so they would go, all of mankind will go to Nabi Nuh and beg him and ask him and say, oh Nuh, you are like our second father, you are the first messenger. Please make shifa'ah. And he will say, I can't do this. I've never seen Allah angry like He is today. I questioned Him when He told me not to. What's Nabi Nuh talking about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi Nuh, when the rain comes and those who are on your ship, anyone not on the ship, don't ask about them. And of course Nabi Nuh's son was not from those on the ship. And then Nabi Nuh said, ya Allah, please, my son. And Allah said, don't ask me about this Nuh. I told you, he's not your son. And so Nabi Nuh spoke out of turn. It's not even a sin, subhanAllah, not even a sin. But he, obviously, his fatherly love overtook him. So he says, I don't dare speak to Allah today. Go to Ibrahim, alayhi salam. He is the Khalil. He is that special friend of Allah. And so again, we'll go to Nabi Ibrahim and praise him. And Nabi Ibrahim will say the same. This is not for me. I've never seen Allah as angry as He is today. Nafsi, nafsi, I told three lies in my lifetime. I can't dare stand before Allah. What three lies did Nabi Ibrahim say? These are not lies. When he was a young man and they worshipped the idols and they said, why don't you come to the temple? So he said, Inni saqim, I'm not feeling well. That wasn't true. I don't want to go with you. And the second time when he broke down the idols and they asked, who broke the idols? He said, ask the big one. He's got the axe, right? That wasn't technically the truth. And the third half-truth, when him and his wife Sarah were captured by the king of Egypt, and they were going to kill him because they heard he's her husband. They asked, who are you? So he said, no, she's my sister. Because to save his life. And also she is his sister in Islam. And he said, because I said these three things. He's thinking about those three things on the day of Qiyamah. SubhanAllah, how many lies have we said? How many things have we looked at? Forgot. Oh, don't even keep track. The Anbiya look at these small things. Ya Allah, how do I stand before Allah with these things? Go to Musa. And then we will mention to Nabi Musa, Allah spoke to you the most. You could speak to Allah and he responded. You are Kalamullah. Oh Musa, speak to Allah today. Nabi Musa, I can't speak to Allah today. I've never seen Allah this angry. I killed a man. Nabi Musa, as we know, before he became a Nabi, he killed somebody out of his love to protect one of his own. SubhanAllah, we think about if we were in that land today and we saw what these people are doing to the brothers and sisters out of our honor and izzah, we might do the same. But Nabi Musa said, I can't go speak to Isa, and we'll go to Nabi Isa and say, you are the Masih, you are the Messiah. You are the one Allah has appointed, anointed. Speak to Allah. And he said, this is not for me. And he won't mention any sin. Nabi Isa has no sin or any misdeed. But he will say, I am not allowed to speak today. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's when the whole of creation will go to the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him, please go and intercede. Make shafa'ah on our behalf. Intercede on our behalf with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is for me. This is for me. This is my job. I'm supposed to do this. Now, in another hadith we know, in a hadith which we should all remember, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that every Nabi was given a special dua. Whatever you ask, you're going to get. Allah gave every a gift. When you use this dua, it will be given whenever you want. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says every single Nabi used it in their lifetime, but I didn't use mine. I kept mine for this moment in time. When nobody would dare go to Allah, now I'm going to use that dua. And so The Nabi says, then I will go towards the Arsh. Remember, the Arsh is standing, the throne of Allah, with the angels around it. And he will ask permission to make sujood beneath the Arsh. This place is called the Maqam al-Mahmood, the position of praise. What you say in the dua after the Adhan, Ati Muhammad, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tama wa salatu qaima, Ati Muhammad al-wasilatu wal-fadila, wa ba'athu Maqam al-Mahmood. This, oh Allah, give Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the Maqam al-Mahmood, the position of Mahmood. This is the place. So the Nabi will go to that place. And he will be allowed to enter under the Arsh. Then Nabi says, I will go beneath Allah's throne. And I will make sujood before Allah. And then Allah will guide me to such praises, to a dua and glorification of him, as he has never guided anyone before. Allah is going to inspire the Nabi Sallam what dua to make. And he will be in that sajda for Allah alone knows how long. And then eventually Allah will respond to Nabi Sallam. And Allah will say, oh Muhammad, raise your head. Ask and it will be granted. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. So I will raise my head and I'll say, my ummah, my ummah, my ummah. And then I'll ask my Lord for permission and then we'll continue the rest of the shafa'ah. And so now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually begin the events of Qiyamah. Now the shade of the Arsh will be allowed for those who were seven special people. Some people will now be taken out of the sun and they will stand under the shade. And we know of the people that will stand under the shade. The Nabi says seven people, seven types of people will stand under the shade on that day when there is no shade except the Arsh. Number one, a good ruler. And subhanAllah, how few are they? If we can even count, there are even seven in the world, Allahu A'lam. But a ruler who is just, a just ruler. Number two, a young person in their youth. They did not waste their youth, but they spent it in the ibadah of Allah, who grows up worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Opportunity for our young. If you missed that opportunity, you can't go back and get it. For those of us who missed our youth, right? A man whose heart is attached to the masjid, he comes every waqt to the masjid. Two men who love each other only for the sake of Allah, they come together and they meet for that purpose, and on that purpose they separate. A man who is called to zina by not just anyone you drive on the road and the lady's calling you, no, that doesn't count. A lady of honor and dignity and prestige, a woman that you love, she's status, a well-to-do lady, she calls you to that a sin, and you say, inni akhafullah, I fear Allah, this is, I can't do this. A man who gives in charity, so much so, and he conceals it that he himself does not even keep track. His own hand does not know what his other hand has given. And a man who remembers Allah when he's alone. And so maybe this one, the others are very difficult. The others are difficult, let's be honest. This last one is perhaps something we can do. The Nabi says, a man who remembers Allah when he's all alone, late at night, no one sees him, and he cries before Allah. And he cries. This we can try to do. And this gives them, they will be admitted. And what do all these things have in common? The just ruler, no one forces him to be good. The youth, no one can watch you. You can do whatever you want. The man who gives charity, the man who comes to the masjid, no one forces you to do it. You are, and it requires persistent hard work. You fight your nafs all the time. The man who's alone with a lady, it's you against yourself. You against yourself. The man alone crying before Allah. So if you can master yourself, this is the shade. And not only will the shade be given, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow that the anbiya will be able to give their followers a drink of water. Every Nabi will be given a well, a pond, we call it the khawd. And what in the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's well, his pond will be the biggest, because his ummah, alhamdulillah, will be the biggest. The Nabi says, my pond will be, there will be rivers in Jannah. And you know, like how water flows down a pipe, or like a waterfall out of Jannah, and it will basically come into my pond. So the water of this pond of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is from the river Al-Kawthar. There's a river in Jannah called Al-Kawthar, and its water will pour out into this pond. Its water is as white as milk, sweeter than honey, smells like musk, purer than the purest of drinks, and whoever tastes it will never go thirsty again. And so the Nabi Sallam himself, his ummah, so imagine this, the whole ummah will line up to get a drink of water by the hand of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And every member of his ummah, he will know. All of us, can you think about this? A day will come where if we followed his sunnah, we will stand before the Nabi Sallam and he will know who we are. You are my follower, and he will give you this cup of water, and when you drink it, you will never be thirsty again under that day when, of course, there is no shade and the sun is above us. And then, of course, there'll be those who come and they will look to be Muslim, but they, on the outside, they were Muslim. On the inside, they were not true, and they will be rejected. And so now, the process of Qiyamah will begin. The angels will come in procession, and Jannah will be brought, and Jahannam will be brought. Everything will be brought on the plane of Qiyamah, and their records will be given. We'll talk all about this tomorrow, inshallah. And Allah himself, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, will attend on the day of Qiyamah. We continue, inshallah, tomorrow, bi-ibnillah. Questions? Last night's question. Moon? the name of the angel who will blow the trumpet, his name is Israfil, Israfil. And today's question, on which day of the week will Qiyamah be? Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Which day is Qiyamah? Inshallah, easy one. Yusri Williams? MashaAllah. Good. Okay. Azra Basir? Not yet today. Farah not here as well. Muhammad Khan. Muhammad Khan? Not here. SubhanAllah. Abdullah Amin. Okay, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Shukran so much. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum.